This podcast is brought to you by BMG, South Africa's finest source of quality engineering components and expertise. Monday, October 19, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon de Rehove. Making headlines today. South African power utility Eskom is making provision for an international bond issuance during the first half of 2010. This is as part of a planned program to raise some 40 billion rand a year between 2010 and 2013, so as to partly cover funding shortfalls associated with its 400 billion rand build program. However, other financing opportunities are also being interrogated, owing to the fact that the utility is still forecasting a 30 billion to 80 billion rand funding gap over the next 3 years, notwithstanding an extensive borrowings program and assumptions of material tariff increases. The 40 billion rand a year borrowings plan, as well as the expectation of a 30 billion rand funding deficit, is itself premised on a controversial request for tariff adjustments of 45% a year over 3 years. But Eskom has also indicated that the figure will be closer to 80 billion rand should the National Energy Regulator of South Africa approve increases of closer to 30%. Nigerian energy firm O&O and Russia's Gazprom will work together to develop oil and gas assets in Africa's biggest energy producer. Gazprom is the world's biggest gas producer. The two companies signed a memorandum of understanding to collaborate in building the infrastructure and pipelines for the distribution of gas in Nigeria, which holds the world's seventh largest proven gas reserves. O&O Chief Executive Wale Tinubu says that the Gazprom partnership will provide the leverage to further accelerate its gas development program. O&O will provide local technical expertise, while Gazprom will bring its wealth of experience as Europe's largest gas operator. O&O didn't specify which projects would fall under the new alliance. O&O is Nigeria's largest fuel retailer and gas distributor. Also making headlines, the head of the World Trade Organization, Pascal Lamy, says that poor countries will have to wait for the Doha round of trade talks to conclude and are unlikely to get an advanced package directed to them before then. The Banking Association of South Africa says that business and government must work together on socio-economic issues. Ghana mulls the renegotiation of the Vodafone deal, and the Department of Trade and Industry launches an investment call center in Soweto. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.